This is the Astro Insight forecast for the 2017 Scorpio New Moon by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The Scorpio New Moon takes place on November 18, 2017 at 3:42 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6:42 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11:42 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 26 degrees Scorpio, 19 minutes. Prepare to dive with this year's Scorpio New Moon. Deeply or not, we're all going in. No lounging on the bank and circling a toe in the water. No gazing, no waiting. No floating on gentle currents. In fact, no gentle currents at all. This moon is motivating and dynamic, stirring action in both us and the waters around us. This is spooky, compelling, irresistible territory. The waters hold great treasure, fearsome monsters, and palpable danger, hard to distinguish under dark, distorting shadows. Navigating requires sonar, radar, and supernatural perceptions, all of which come naturally with Scorpio. We enter these waters every year, but approach them changed by our growth since our last visit. This year, we have cultivated internal fires of self-expression that will embolden us as we travel through the depths. Watch for nerve, or nerves, candor, and touches of ruthlessness, moments that scare the wind out of you, and moments that compel taking a deep breath and plunging into whatever may come. We're answering the call of the cosmic aggressors, Mars and Pluto, the ancient and modern rulers of Scorpio. They're in a square, coaxing terrors, power games, and secrets out into the open. The shoving match demands action from us, remodeling or demolishing institutions and relationships, confronting fears or foes, challenging us to personal bests and mastery. The action has themes of paring away the old, undesirable, and non-essential, and getting down to basics. We want less, but we want more of what we do want, and intensely so. With Venus, ruler of relationships, money, value, and desires, just past a conjunction with ever-so-indulgent Jupiter in Scorpio. Softening the cravings, the love goddess is in sync with Neptune, lord of transcendence and higher love. Their trine cushions the moon's darker potentials with a blissful cosmic anesthesia, spinning out dreams and fantasies, pedestals and rose-colored glasses, and a pleasant intoxication. You can facilitate much of this, even the more primal potentials, with talk, disclosures, and negotiation. With Mars in a sextile to Mercury, channels for communication are open, if we will only tune them in. They could lighten up the action, too. Mercury in Sagittarius puts humor and adventure into the mix, throwing jokes into the heaviest of conversations and diffusing fears and tension with laughter. We've got motivation aplenty to accept all of these gifts and challenges, delivered by less than comfy contacts from the moon to Saturn and Uranus. The lords of order and chaos are separating from the final of three trines, which were exact November 11th and ongoing since last December. The moon's links are greasing, emotionally processing and assimilating the disruption, growth, and drive to self-actualization we've been experiencing from Saturn and Uranus's teamwork. She's in a semi-sextile to Saturn, an aspect that points out how we've evolved in our frames of reference, belief systems, and codes of ethics. Think of it as a certificate of how far you've come since December. Only instead of being handed a piece of paper suitable for framing, we're seeing a pearl that's grown from how we've dealt with the persistent discomfort of the past year. And the moon is in an inconjunct to quick change artist Uranus, which enables, requires, tweaks and adjustments to bring an individualistic and unfettered approach as we plumb scorpionic depths. enormous healing and resolution can flow during our time in the waters of this moon. Her trine to Chiron pours compassion, empathy, and understanding into the darkest Scorpionic areas. The link amplifies the gentleness of the Venus-Neptune trine. This year's Scorpio journey holds the promise of being loving, transforming, clarifying, and ultimately, life-affirming. You can learn more about what this means for you with my Jupiter in Scorpio quick reference guide, which you'll get as a thank you by signing up for my mailing list at my site, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can also listen to my weekly podcasts and book a session with me. I am Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. You'll find me on Facebook at the page Empowerment Unlimited and in the group, the Astro Insight Lounge, and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.